You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison urged Australians to remain calm and not be alarmed about the sharp rise in cases and hospitalisation figures. New South Wales and Victoria continue to report the majority of the nation's new coronavirus cases, New South Wales recording 20,794 cases and 4 deaths on Monday, while Victoria reported just over 8,500 new cases and 3 deaths. The number of patients with COVID-19 in intensive care rose from 83 to 95 in New South Wales. In Victoria, 56 people are in ICU with COVID-19 and 24 are on ventilators. Mr. Morrison had told the Seven Sunrise program that the severity of illness with Omicron is less than that seen with Delta.
What we know is that this virus is less virulent. This strain is far less virulent than what we saw with Delta. The majority of cases that we're seeing in hospital are people who are unvaccinated. If you want to end up in hospital, the most likely way to end up there from COVID is not to be vaccinated. The second most likely reason is that they have Delta, not Omicron. And Omicron is overtaking now the Delta variant of this virus. The Omicron cases that are finding their way into the health system are very, very, very small. And it's the same thing we're seeing particularly overseas in the United Kingdom, where we've seen ICU rates and we've seen those on ventilators remaining quite flat, despite the fact that even hospitalisation numbers have risen, and even more so case numbers.
In New South Wales, health authorities are asking residents to avoid putting unnecessary pressure on the stressed health system, with 1,204 people now hospitalised with the virus, up from 1,066 the day before, and more than 2,500 health workers furloughed. The health system is under strain. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says people should avoid going to emergency departments to seek PCR tests for COVID-19 if they're not unwell. And authorities in Victoria are also warning people not to visit emergency departments unless absolutely necessary due to extreme pressure from rising COVID-19 admissions and demand for testing. Jared Hayes is the State Secretary of the New South Wales Health Services Union. He says health workers are under extreme pressure and a longer-term strategy is needed to manage fatigue in the healthcare workforce.
We're seeing short-term strategies where we need a long-term, medium-term strategy applied. The short-term strategy was there at the outset of the pandemic. We are now in the grind and we've got to be able to work through this. And one way we will not work through this is by having a workforce that is exhausted and choosing to leave as opposed to be able to be refreshed and keep on with the job. I made the observation recently, armies will rotate people off the front line. Our example of our workforce is that we will keep you on the front line until such time as you fall over, and that is just not good enough.
Tasmania has registered 466 new cases, another record day of infections for the state, while the ACT also set a one-day high of 514 cases on Monday. South Australia has recorded just over 2,500 cases, and there are now 94 patients in hospital with COVID in the state. And Queensland has reported a surge in cases to 4,249, as well as the death of a man in his late 30s, as the virus continues to spread across the state with 10 people currently in intensive care. Chief Health Officer John Gerard declined to give more information on the man in his 30s who passed away.
I don't have any more specific information that I think is appropriate for me to discuss at the moment, given that it's a subject of a coronial inquiry. All I would say very strongly is that it's very, very unusual for a young man to die suddenly from COVID-19. It's a very unusual circumstance. So it needs further investigation exactly what has happened here.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has brushed off growing calls to make rapid antigen tests freely available in the wake of rising Omicron cases. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese told the Seven Network the government had failed to prepare for a shift away from PCR testing and called for rapid antigen tests to be made more available.
Well, we needed to prepare for this. The reason why we've had the move to rapid antigen tests away from PCR testing is because the governments couldn't deliver the capacity to test people, even though we knew that once we opened up, there would be an increase in the number of cases and the need to test. This is yet again an example of where the Prime Minister a year ago was saying that there was no rush when it came to the vaccine rollout. He was wrong then. He was wrong to not prepare to have rapid antigen tests fully available. And they shouldn't be priced out of people being able to get them either.
The Federal Treasurer remains confident a surge in Omicron cases won't derail Australia's economic rebound following last year's COVID-19 lockdowns. It comes as new figures released by the Tax Office showed 485,000 jobs were created across the nation since September. The Australian Taxation Office data on Monday comes after the unemployment rate recently fell to 4.6%, which is a 13-year low. Josh Frydenberg told Sky News the country has experienced a jobs boom in recent months.
And small businesses right across the country who did it so tough early on but used JobKeeper and the cash flow boost and others to actually get through the struggle and the challenges are now actually coming better. And so we're starting to see these jobs coming back, and it's looking very promising for the Australian economy.
And the federal government has secured 45,000 doses of a drug that helps to reduce the risk of hospitalisation and death in adults with mild to moderate COVID. Health Minister Greg Hunt describes sotrovimab as one of the world's leading treatments in lowering ventilation rates of those hospitalised due to COVID infections.
Sotrovimab is one of the world's leading treatments for mild to moderate COVID for people who might otherwise develop severe conditions. It has a 79% effectiveness rate in reducing serious illness, hospitalisation and loss of life. It's not for everybody. It's based on clinical advice, but it's one of the reasons that we are seeing significantly lower ventilation rates.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.